Because Yud says no. Ain bonim b'loy simonim. He says another svara. When he gave birth, not the pshat that is the simonim, but for sure there was simonim before. For sure this girl is mature already, that she had two siris there. For the Gemara v'nivduk, if you say for sure she had two siris, she'll check them out. And the Gemara chashin and shem anashu. We're afraid, no, really she had two hairs there, but they fell off. If we're afraid, maybe they fell off or not. When Yom says, no, you're never afraid it fell off. Like, if you don't see it now, we never, we take on, she never had the two hairs. So Mar says, no, I feel that usually you're not chashish. If you see she doesn't have now, we say she did not have before. But over here, where this katana gave birth, mishum tzar leda chashinan. That for sure we have a right to say that before she gave birth, she did have two sires there. She is mature enough. I, now we check her out later, she doesn't have. They fell off b'shas giving birth. Our sire later, everybody agrees, we're afraid maybe it fell off. So that's what Zvid holds. Zvid holds that not the pshat that bonim giving birth itself is like a simin, but that it's only that she's for sure had some money before, that's why she can't be my mind anymore, she's called the gedolah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Ketzad Pateras Sarasayim. Then our Mishnah says, how is there a case that a tzara, that an heir of a pot is a tzara? And then it goes on, tzara sarasa. Those are the cases of your brother had two wives. One was your daughter. She's also like, it can't be miyabim. Your daughter, the other wife is also pater. And if a third brother now marries that wife, and then your third brother dies, and that brother had two wives, both wives are also to the second wife, brother, because again, that's a tzara tzara of his vitoy. For the moment, Minohan Emili, how do we know this? We have before Litzror. The process of the Lashon of Litzror means that Torah ripsa tzaras harbi. The Torah says not only one tzara, even a lot of tzaras. Not only in the case where your brother was married to your daughter and had another wife, that when your brother dies you can't marry the second wife, but even it goes another step, that there were three brothers there. So when one brother died, the third brother married the other wife. And now when the third brother dies, so both his wives fall to the second brother, both to the marosa, mishum saras sarasa. Because the apostle says, litzro, leshem plural. Ravashi yamano, svarihi. That's a svara, that by its sarasa also plural. Why? Tzara, my time asira. Why do we say again when your brother was married two wives, and one of them is your daughter? So when your brother dies, just like it can be miyabim, your daughter, there's no mitzvah on the tzara. What's the svara? Dibamokam ervakaima. Because we say, since there's no mitzvah on your daughter, so that path is the tzara, there's no mitzvah on the daughter either, the second wife either. Therefore, she remains with a dinerva. She's called an eshesach. So since she's an eshesach now, when the second brother marries her, nageya to the first brother, she remains an eshesach. So it's a svara pshuta, that when the second brother that married her, then when he dies, so the first brother cannot be miyab, neither of his wife, because negated to the first brother, at the first nefila that Sarah was an erva to him, she remains with the Yisra Shesach, that never goes off. That's a svara. Right, the Kate said a mason, then the Mishnah says, though, but let's say your brother true had two wives, one was your daughter, and then your daughter died, so then when your brother dies afterwards, there would be a mitzvah yibum. Tomorrow, we have filu konas, talking about even konas, that first your brother married two wives. Your brother married your daughter, and then he married another wife. Olavsayv girish. And then your brother gave your daughter a get, so later when your brother dies, he's only married to one wife, so that one wife is a mitzvah yibum. For the Gemara Minu, I have a kasher on this. It says, Alocha, give malachim, you have three brothers. Give malachim. Shnayin mehem nisuyin bezachoyis. Two brothers are married, two sisters. And the third brother married a stranger, not another sister. Now, if one of the two brothers that were married to sisters gave a get to one of his wife, the locher is girish, that one of the two brothers gave a get to his wife, umeis, and then that brother died, is umeis, hanesuyim nochris. And then the brother that was married with the stranger wife, he died. The konsa hamagarish. And then the brother, the second brother that got rid of his wife, the sister to the first brother, was miyabmo. Umeis. And then this brother dies. Zui shomu, this is the case that we said, shimesu, oinizgashu, sarasayim mutaris. This is the only case that the tsar is muta for yibum. So what's the diyuk here? Time, what's the reason? The girsha. Again, we have three brothers. Two brothers are married two sisters. And the third brother married a stranger. So it's saying what happened first was one of the brothers gave a get to his wife. First. Then the third brother married a stranger died. Now the brother that gave a get to his wife was miyabim her. So at this time when the brothers miyabim this new wife, he was never married to the other sister. Then when he dies, so pshita, this new wife, is falls to the third brother. But mashmah, the second brother, was married to two wives, and one was the first brother's wife's sister, but he was married at one time to the two wives, that even though lady gives a get to the sister, still, when he dies, the other tzara would be usur. Not like it's mashmah in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah's mashmah is totally when the brother dies. As long as right before your brother dies, he's only married one of them, the sister gave a get to, it's okay. And here in the Brisa's mashma, no, that your brother has to give a get to his sister. Again, with two brothers married two sisters, one of them has to give a get to that sister first, and then he first gets a new wife. Then, if he dies, that wife falls leaving for the second brother. But mashma, if the brother was married at any point to two wives, with a sister and the other wife, then even though he gives the get to the sister, still there's no Mrs. Yibum. Yitayim of the Girish v'achakah konas. Avo konas, if he marries her first. If your brother, again, two brothers married two sisters, and then one, each of them had two wives, and then v'achakah Girish, then one brother gave a get to the sister, and then he died, mashmalai, there would not be a mitzvah yibum. So here it's a stira. So Gemara says, Enechnami, one turns Omer Reb Yirmiya, Enechnami Tavr, Staka True. Misha Shonazu, La Shonazu. Whoever the Tan of our Mishnah is not the Tan of this Braisa. Hai Tan, what's the Machlokes then? Hai Tan, Sova, Misa Mapelis. The Tan of our Mishnah says, when do we look at mitzvah yibum? When your brother dies. It's totally who he's married to when your brother dies. So I don't care if 2 months ago your brother was married to your sister-in-law, to your wife's sister. Again, the first two brothers married two sisters, and then your brother had a second wife. I don't care if at one time your brother had two wives, one your sister-in-law, your wife's sister, and also a second wife. As long as right before your brother died, he gave a get to your sister-in-law. So Yibum is totally b'shas misa. When your brother dies, how many wives does he have? Only one wife. If that one wife is mutter to you, there's a mitzvah yibum. That's what our Mishnah knows, a yisoidin yibum. That misa mapelis, what kedushin is noifel yibum, who your brother was married to right before he died. But v'haytan atan is b'raisol the new chiddush. Sovar nisuyin horishoinim apilim. It's not totally how the brother was b'shas he died. It's totally when your brother first got married. It's the first kedushin that your brother got married to. That first kedushin is mapul, falls over. The first kedushin falls over. Is nesuyin or rishayin mapilim? That's a chiddush. So, male, as long as your brother was ever married at one point to a sister and another wife, since at that time there's no mitzvah yibum on the sister, who are then there's no mitzvah yibum on the other one also. So, male, when is the only time that you have a case girish helps? Only if your brother, first two brothers married two sisters. Then the brother gave a get to the sister. He got rid of her. And then the brother married a second wife. So the time when he married his second wife, he was not married to the first sister-in-law. Then there's a mitzvah yibum. But when your brother was married to the second wife, he was still married to the sister-in-law. Yibum is totally b'shas nesuyin when your brother got married to his wife. So at the time when your brother married his second wife, he was still married to a sister-in-law that makes it a p'tura, there's no mitzvah yibum. So that's the p'shan, in chlam is the machlekes. That's what this b'raisa holds. Rav Rama no, l'yerlam cha tana. Really, there's only one tana. V'zu v'yetzorach lai mezukatoni, en chlami. V'zu v'yetzorach lai mezukatoni, both is taka true. It says, the b'raisa says this case, but en chlami, who adin is mudded to our Mishnah? That really our Mishnah is right. The kitzur, as long as the brother gave a get before he died, that's enough. But then the Mishnah says, V'chol shechelu lemoyin. Any time that the erva is a katana, and she could be mamayin, so we say then that there's no yibum on her, and the tsar is muta. For the Gemara, for the mashma only because she was mamayin to a husband. Again, your brother was married two wives, your daughter and another wife, then your daughter was a katana. So if the katana was mamayin and a husband and your brother, then the kedushin is bottle. Then there's a mitzvah yibum on the other wife. But mashm again, if your brother died and he was still married to both of them, then there's no mitzvah yibum. For the gemara, why not? For timoyin hashto, let the katana now be mamayin now. And we say whenever she says goodbye, it's like she's oikar the kedushin of mafreya. So it comes out your brother was never married to your daughter. He's only married to the second wife. There should be a Mrs. Yibum. V'timoyin hashto v'tisyabin. So the churu leimu mesayla l'rav Oshio. Should be right to Rav Oshio. We had before. The yom Rav Oshio. M'mamenes, we had before. The yom Rav Oshio says, M'mamenes l'mamoroi. V'yeinim m'mamenes l'zikosoi. Mian only helps for Maimer. For Kedushim with Rabbonin. When you're married. But not for Zika. When your brother dies, and now this katana falls to the other Yibun, to the other brothers, there's no din miyin. Shitaka cannot be mamayin in Ezekiel. So that's why it's also. Gemara says, Loi, I'll tell you, Tzara Servashani. Really, we hold, if the katana falls to the Yibun, she could be mamayin. A regular katana, even after her husband dies, when she falls to the other brothers for Yibun, she could say goodbye to the other brothers. And that's Oikad Gedushin. But in our Mishnah, where the katana is at Tzara, here it's worse. Like we had before, to Tony Roman by Yecheskel, Mia no Bebal, if she gives you, if she says goodbye to her husband, Muteris Liyaviv, if your son married a katana, and then the katana said goodbye to your son, the father was allowed to marry her. She is not called your daughter-in-law. But Mia no Biyavim, if your son died, and she fell now to the other brothers, and then she's Miyavim, Asur Liyaviv, the father is not allowed to marry this daughter anymore, this daughter-in-law. Alma, what do we see? The Mishas Nefila, as long as the brother died, and he was still married to his katana, at that time, Nirus Kakalosoi, it looks like she was married to your son, that's why there's a Mitzvah Yibum, is Hochinam here also, Mishas Nefila, Nirus Katsaras Bitoim. Lamaisa, if your brother was married, to two wives, one was your daughter, and she's a katana, if your brother died, at the time he died, it looks like there's a mitzvah yibum now to both of them. And since one is yibitoy, there's no yibum, that part is the tsar also. Therefore, on the tsar, there's no mitzvah yibum. Even if later the bitoy says goodbye to the yavim now, says goodbye to a father, which really is like the kedushin of mafreya, really there should be a mitzvah yibum on the tsar, but that's the gzera. It looks like tsaras bitoy. So there was Gzerim with Rabbonin, that's what the Mishnah says. When does Mian help? Only she says goodbye to the brother when he's still alive. But if the brother dies, married to your daughter, a katana, it does not help Mian later, because of the Gzerim, it looks like Saras Abitai. All right, stop here. By the Mishnah. You're holding up your Gimel Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. We finished the last Gemara yesterday. Shaila was, last Gemara was about Miyun. Why can't she make Miyun after the brother dies? So first Gemara wanted to say it's a right to Abayishiyah. Abayishiyah Shita is, you can't make Miyun to stop Zika. Once the sister-in-law fell, so Lamaisa Miyun doesn't help anymore. The Gemara came out, no, the Rabbi that we hold Miyun would help. But in our Mishnah, the reason why it's no good, because Tzora Sabbath, the Gzerim of the Rabbonin, if she'll first make Miyan after the brother dies, then we're afraid sometimes it'll look like Tzora Sabbath is mutter to make Yibum, so it's the Gzerah not to be Miyabim Vesora. But really, Miyan does help if the wife that the Katana makes Miyan in the brother-in-law, in the brother that's alive now, Miyan does help. Was yesterday. The Mishnah says, Sheish arroyos chamures me'elu. There are six different types of arroyos that are more chum and more strict than the first 15 we had. They're more strict to mean that in this house, none of the brothers can marry them. Only shenesuyas lacherim means somebody else has to marry them. None of the brothers can marry one of these ladies. What? Therefore, tsarasei mutaris. Like, who's the husband? A stranger. So if the husband dies, Pshita, the other wife, is mutter to the brothers, because it's not a brother's wife, it's not an eshesach. One of these cases, imoy, your mother, which the Mor before said, it means to say, not your mother that your father married, but if your father lived with a lady, and you were born from that, so therefore that's called anusas oviv. So Allah, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, is that all the brothers are also to marry the father's anusa. So therefore, none of the brothers can marry this lady. Therefore, who marries her? A stranger.
So if a stranger has a second wife and the stranger dies, pshita, the second wife is mutter to the brothers. Now v'yeshes aviv, that means a wife that your father married, even if it's not your mother. For as long as your father married her, the halacha is all the brothers are also to marry your father's wife. Even after your father gives her a get, your father dies, she's also la'ilah among all the brothers. So therefore, none of the brothers can marry her. So there's never a case of a yibum. Only a stranger could marry her. So again, if he had two wives, the second wife is mutter to any one of the brothers. Fi achois aviv, your father's sister is also to all the brothers. Achois mi'aviv, if you have a sister from the same father, so none of the brothers could marry her. V'eishes achi aviv, and your aunt, your father's brother's wife, she's also an older brothers. So again, there's never a case of yibum. Therefore, even though the stranger that married your aunt, or not stranger, I mean your father's brother, your father's brother had two wives, so when your father's brother died, no, that can't be that your father's brother died. V'eishes achi aviv. So in these cases, then your brother, then your uncle gave her a get. And now somebody else married her. And he has a second wife. So when that husband dies, the second wife is mutter to the brothers. Because it wasn't an eishes ach. V'eishes ochiv me'oviv. Another case is eishes ochiv means your brother's wife. And Rashi says it means in the case where they had children. If you had a brother that he had children, and then your brother died, so his wife is also an older brother's. There's no mitzvah yibum because they have children. She's an eishes ach. She remains also to any one of the brothers. Therefore, if a stranger marries her and he has a second wife, when that stranger dies, he gives a get, the second wife, any one of the brothers could marry the second wife. Because these cases are not called a tzaras erva. Now the Mishnah says, Beishamai matirin atzaras, liyachin. Beishamai argues in our first Mishnah. Beishamai holds that if your brother was married to your daughter and he had a second wife, when your brother dies, even though your daughter, there's no mitzvah yibum, but on the tzara, the second wife, there is a mitzvah yibum. He holds there's a mitzvah yibum on the tzara. There's no ptur on the tzara. The second wife is mutter to you, there's a mitzvah yibum. Matirin at tzaras liyachim. Or beisilul oisrim, like the first Mishnah. Beisil holds no, that the din of a tzaras erva, just like the bitay is also, the second wife is also also.